On Saturday, January 24th, the Kingston Symphony is inviting audiences to experience one of film's most iconic musical universes with a concert that dives deep into the legendary scores of Star Wars, from the 9 canon films to The Mandalorian, Rogue One, and beyond. From the instantly recognizable themes by John Williams to the newer additions, the music of Star Wars promises a night of cinematic sound at the Kingston Grand Theater. I spoke with music director Evan Mitchell about this upcoming show in the Symphony's Pop series and why the music of Star Wars continues to resonate generations later. You've played pieces from Star Wars before, but I don't think ever like this. What made you want to do a full deep dive into the Star Wars universe?
Well, taking a look at things in the aggregate, I've always believed that large-scale cinematic universes, if you'll pardon that term, I know it gets overused quite a bit, they become fairly common. And musically speaking, I would say the one that has the most rich, most impactful, dare I say, the best music is the Star Wars universe. And that's something we've wanted to celebrate for some time. And as a result, given that desire and given the enormous volume of music that exists for the Star Wars universe, it felt like a pretty natural decision.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely one of the most recognizable music worlds in pop culture. What do you think it is about these scores that makes them work so powerfully?
I think an awful lot of credit needs to be given to John Williams. In the original set of Star Wars films, he created a sound world, but even more specifically, a set of musical themes that would define the musical nature of Star Wars at large. And that's something that other composers have had to grapple with, but they've brilliantly added their own stamp onto things as Star Wars has evolved over the decades. But because John Williams started it all and wrote so many incredible themes, I think that that has sort of become part of the DNA of Star Wars, musically speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something that has been a significant reason why the music is so memorable and so closely associated to Star Wars at large.
Mm-hmm. And kind of diving a bit deeper into what you were saying there, everything's very grounded in that original series score. But I was wondering if you could also speak to how it's kind of changed and evolved. I'm sure looking at all these pieces together over the long span of the series has been interesting for you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, particularly take a look at the way things spaced out over the course of since the original trilogy, which spanned from roughly 1977 to 1983. And then going on to the prequel trilogy, which actually had quite a lot of amazing music. That's, I want to say, 1999 to 2000, early 2000s. And then, of course, more than a decade after that, I want to say Force Awakens was about 2016, if memory serves. So there's a huge amount of time for the canon, the 9 canon films, spanning from, 1977, spanning essentially 45 years. And so that's all musical extensions of the same story, which involve using the same musical themes for the characters who remain and evolve and grow over the course of those 9 films, but also a lot of new and original themes written for the most recent 3 films. Yeah. And in the J.J. Abrams trilogy, Force Awakens, and onward. So it's really interesting. But then beyond that, we have the rest of the cinematic universe, the TV series, the films that are sort of taking place in the nooks and crannies of the Star Wars universe that aren't part of that Skywalker story, the Han Solo film, of course, Rogue One being the very first film, I think, for based on that was in the Star Wars universe that was not including music by John Williams. That's a Michael Giacchino score. We're going to be playing some music from that. The Mandalorian thing was a turning point for what Star Wars could be as part of that television series. We're including music from that as well. And so it's really a quite a tapestry that we're presenting for the Star Wars musical universe at large.
And what do you think is different about hearing this music with the full live orchestra compared to experiencing it on the screen or through soundtracks?
Well, first and foremost, by putting the focus on the music and by having it be part of a live concert, music for film and television, by definition, is there as sort of an accompanying aspect. It's there to elevate the film. It's there to enrich an emotional experience or a visceral experience, or its absence is often there to sort of pinpoint something emotionally in the film. But the point being is that it's, I don't want to say that it's secondary to the film, but it's in service to the film. And when we have the concert proper, when you're just hearing this music and then that becomes the focus, first off, it means you have a little bit more freedom in being able to interpret how fast or slow something should go. Mm-hmm. You're not worrying about having it in sync to a picture and to the vision of the director from a cinematography perspective, but it just becomes pure music. And the best film television music stands on its own merits. And of course, all the music that we're going to be performing does that and then some. And so it will draw people into the rich harmonic and sonic soundscapes that the various composers were conjuring up to bring us ever deeper into this world.
And from the podium, I was wondering, what's the biggest difference between conducting film music like this and a traditional classical program?
I wouldn't say there's that much of a difference, particularly if you take a look at John Williams' writes in the Grand Symphonic Tradition. It's really not all that different from conducting a piece from the Romantic era. I think good music is good music. This, I have the extra consideration of thinking about what does this particular passage represent in the film, and do I want to sort of bring that out? Do I want to highlight a character or highlight a sound world or these sorts of things as it relates to the experience of watching it? Because I think a lot of people, what's going to happen is that they'll hear, for example, the opening fanfare, the iconic fanfare. And for them, that will represent the title crawl or the opening of each film, just like the point of introduction to this grand space opera, the opening of it all, you know. So I think about those sorts of things, but it's really, I don't have to stray too far from my quote-unquote classical training, shall we say, because it's music is very much written in that vein. It just has a specialized purpose originally in mind. And so as long as I'm thinking about that also, then it's very similar.
And what can audiences expect walking into this concert next weekend?
It's a celebration of the music that they know and love. It's a celebration of a great cross-section of the entire Star Wars universe. As I've mentioned, we include all nine of the music from all three of the trilogies. We have music from The Mandalorian. We have music from Rogue One. So it's, in a sense, it's an attempt to showcase some of the very best and most memorable and beloved music from this franchise performed live. And there's something about a live performance, of course, as we all know, it's an experience unto itself. So just going to have a great time. And we're going to be having a great time as well, being immersed in such wonderful music. It's a concert we're all looking forward to.
And you don't have to answer specifically if you feel like it'd be too much of a spoiler, but I was wondering if you personally had any tracks that you're specifically really looking forward to.
Look, I love all this music, and I was the one who put this program together. So I will often curate things that I think people want to hear this and people should hear this. That's my primary concern rather than I want to perform this. But there's so much wonderful music from just this. It's an incredible treasure trove of just hours upon hours upon hours of music. And we're really lucky that it's been published in its original format. That's something to bear in mind, that we're not doing reductions or arrangements of this music. This is all from the signature series of Star Wars music. So these are the original cues from the films. And the way that you hear them will be the way that you remember them from the films. So I will say that I'm particularly impressed with how John Williams was able to continue his sort of excellence with the most recent trilogy of films, you will be performing some music from The Force Awakens. And I think that some of the best music in the Star Wars universe was composed for The Force Awakens. And so it's going to be a particular joy for me to be able to showcase that.
That was Evan Mitchell, music director with the Kingston Symphony. The music of Star Wars takes place Saturday, January 24th, 2026 at the Kingston Grand Theater as part of the Symphony's Pops series. Tickets are available at kingstonsymphony.ca or through the Grand Theater box office. Reporting from a galaxy far, far away for CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.